This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Joining me now in our studio is Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. And Sean, actually, we've been spending quite a lot of time talking this year about the first half of 2020 because we are officially 2 weeks into the second half.
Is it 2 weeks?
I don't know.
I don't even know what time it is, but time of the year it is now.
Yeah, in my head, it's both November and March. It's a very strange year. Anyway, so the first half has already seen some of the most severe impacts on the world economy because of, you know, it goes without saying, COVID-19. So how does the outlook look like for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so the first half, right, it was slightly challenging. Obviously, we know that with a lot of data emerging, reflecting the first quarter numbers, the US economy fell 5%. China was down 6.8%. And for us in Malaysia, we grew 0.7%. But mind you, for many countries, the first quarter most likely covered only a couple of weeks of the lockdown. So the real impact will be seen in the second quarter numbers, which should be out soon. For China, however, because they had lockdowns and economic shutdowns much earlier than others, their economy managed to recover earlier as well. So in fact, China just released its second quarter GDP data, which covers from April to June, and it showed a 3.2% growth. So this growth was mainly driven by a recovery in terms of production and spending as they bounce back.
And I want to say that the rest of the world could look forward to similar recoveries after the lockdowns. But the reality is, I think that's a scenario that's quite specific to China because their lockdowns were imposed more effectively and quickly and strictly compared to other countries in this world.
Yeah, so theirs was a lot gung-ho. I mean, the most, actually. And I don't see a recovery of that scale for many major economies. For example, the world's biggest economy, the United States, they don't seem to be able to get their act together. Many of them can't even restart their businesses properly. Let's not even talk about recovering yet.
Yeah.
For the rest of the world, we are seeing spikes in daily cases in Australia, Japan, parts of Europe, even China itself. We spoke to Manpreet Gill, who is Standard Chartered's head of fixed income currencies and commodities investment strategy. And he is hopeful that after the lockdowns, governments should have better grip on their planning and measures, which would subsequently reduce, you know, the negative economic impact. And this was his comment.
I don't believe that it's likely we go back to the kind of lockdown we saw in the first and second quarter of this year. Those kind of lockdowns for most economies were widespread, pretty much shut down the whole economy. But the purpose was to flatten the curve, not to eliminate the curve. What we're seeing much more of today is less appetite for doing those sort of broad-based lockdowns. You're seeing much more focused lockdowns. So I think that on one hand does mitigate the economic risk. Even if we see new lockdowns, you shouldn't see the same level of economic impact as you saw in Q2 where economies collapsed. But we do need to worry about the fear of the autumn.
That was Manpreet Gill, head of fixed income currencies and commodities investment strategy from Standard Chartered. Now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Top Glove Corp made the headlines after their disposable gloves were served a detention order by the US authorities. This is over alleged issues concerning foreign workers. What's the update there?
Yeah, so the counter rose more than 10% this morning after Bursa Malaysia's revised closing price to RM19.70. Many analysts also played down the impact of the US detention order, even though the US market contributed over 25% of sales in FY19. So a lot of them believe that Top Glove could divert the shipments to other countries if the disruption in the US goes longer than expected. In fact, the group has received extra orders, you know, from other countries recovering from COVID-19. Even though they have recovered, a lot of them are preparing for potential second wave. We also had 18 cases today, new cases, right? So overall, it looks like they are sort of saved by COVID. You know, so if anything goes wrong in the US, most analysts believe the issue could still be resolved. You know, they expect it, the company says it'll take 2 weeks, so we'll see how. At close today, Top Glove rose 16.6% at RM22.98.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.